Good afternoon. Thanks for the introduction, Trey. My name is Lucas Franca. I'm a PhD student under Dr. Darren Dodds at Mississippi State University. And today I'll be talking about the presentation entitled Performance of Harvest Aid Programs in Different Cotton Cultivars. I'm going to start off with a brief introduction about cotton production in the U.S. in 2017. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, 5.1 million hectares were grown with cotton last year, 97.6% with Gorsippium hirsutum, or upland cotton, and 2.4% with Gorsippium barbadens, or American Pima cotton, grown in the states of Arizona, California, New Mexico, and here in Texas. In Mississippi, 252.8 thousand hectares were grown with cotton last year, which represents 5% of the total. This number is 45% up compared to 2016, and the state average yield was 1,344 kilograms per hectare. So we all know that cotton is a perennial crop with indeterminate growth managed as an annual. So in order to grow cotton as an annual crop, we need to terminate it. In other words, we need to force the crop to reduce its vegetative growth and focus on reproduction. And the most common way to do that is through defoliation. Defoliation can be defined as the shedding of leaves that naturally occur when leaves become physiologically mature. So it's a natural process. It may be induced by light frost, insect damage, diseases, drought, or mineral deficiency. However, defoliation by the use of chemicals is the most common. These chemicals are called defoliants or harvest aids, and they're defined by Brecke in 2001 as chemicals applied to terminate cotton growth, open bows, defoliate, or desiccate the cotton plant. Among the benefits of a chemical harvest aid application, we have the elimination of the main source of stain and trash, prevent bow rot, enhance bow opening, manage maturity, facilitate picker operation at harvest, and provide a better length grade. While a high level of defoliation is desired, we must maintain a low level of desiccation. Desiccation is the disruption of the cell membrane that causes the loss of water that leads to dry tissue, which often results in stuck leaves. Stuck leaves can increase the amount of trash and reduce the quality and the value of the final product. Therefore, the selection of the harvest aid and the environment at the application must be adjusted for the reduction of leaf desiccation. This leads to two very common questions that growers and consultants often have, which is when to defoliate and what products and rates to use. There are several methods utilized for the application timing of harvest aids. I have listed here five of the most important ones. We have the notable white flower, 5 plus 850 DD60s. Percent of open bowl, which is a node standby, is the most widely used for consultants and growers. Notable above crack bowl, the sharp knife technique, the Hall's Lewis method. So each of these methods have their pros and cons. Therefore, the combination of multiple methods is always recommended. The effectiveness of a harvest aid application is also depending on weather conditions. Harvest aids are more effective under high temperature, humidity, and sunlight with temperatures above 15.5 degrees Celsius and at least one full day of clear weather following application. It also depends on plant conditions. Mature, well-fruited plants and uniform plants are better. A proper nitrogen supply and a situation without drought stress. Harvest aids or defoliants can be grouped into three different groups. We have herbicidal defoliants, for example, ET, clorfenthrazone, cephalofenacil, and diuron. We also have hormonal defoliants, for example, Folex, Ethafon, didazoxide, and Drop. And we also have desiccants such as Paraquat or Gramoxone. There are also some premixes of these compounds. For example, GeneStar is a premix of tidiazoron and diuron, or Carmex, and Finish 6 Pro is a premix of Ethafon and cycloanilide. So the objective of this study was to evaluate the defoliation response of different cotton cultivars to tree harvest aid programs in Mississippi. Our experimental location was the RR Foil Plant Research Center in Starkville, Mississippi. The experimental design was a 3x6 factorial arrangement of treatments in a randomized complete block design. Plots were 3.8 by 12.2 meters with four reps and planted in four rows. The row spacing used was a 96.5 centimeters. We had six cultivars, two commercial and four experimental varieties. Phytogen 490 and Phytogen 444, two well-adapted varieties to the Mid-South region, were the two commercial varieties, and PX4A52, PX4A54, PX4A57, and PX4A62 were the experimental varieties. All varieties were planted at a population rate of 111.2 thousand plants per hectare. They were planted in May 5th and harvested in October 26th. We had three harvest aid treatments. Starting on the top, we had ethaphone, a mix of ethaphone, tydiazoron, and folex at a rate of 1.17, 0.11, and 0.29 liters per hectare, respectively. And I'll be referring to this treatment as a moderate single product mix. We also had a high rate of the same products at 2.33, 0.18, 0.58 liters per hectare. And this treatment, I'll be referring to it as an aggressive single product mix. And we also had a premix, a mix of two premixes, GenStar and Finish 6 Pro, at 0.46 liters per hectare and 1.75 liters per hectare. And that particular treatment, I'll be calling it a moderate premix. The harvest aid application was made at 60% open bowls. We also collected data of a note above white flower and note above cracked bowl, and the application took place in September 25th. Data collection consisted of percent defoliation, percent desiccation, percent green leaves, percent open bowls, percent turnout, and length yield. Data was subjected to ANOVA using a prop mix procedure in SAS software, and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at an alpha of 0.05. Before I get into the graph results, I'm going to take some moment here to talk about the ANOVA table of results. So I'd like to draw your attention to the far left, where we have the parameter column. So we have harvest aid, cultivar, and the interaction between them two. And as we move to the right, we have the analysis for defoliation, desiccation, percent of green, percent open bowl, turnout, and length yield. So starting from the bottom of the table, we observed there was no significant difference. The interaction of harvest aid and cultivar was not significant for any of the analysis. So that allows us to look at each parameter separately. So looking at harvest aid on the top, we observe significant differences in defoliation, in percent of green, percent of open bowl. So we did not see differences in those particular ratings for cultivar. So that allows us to pull the data across cultivar and look at the differences among harvest aids. For turnout and length yield, we did not observe any significant differences for harvest aid, but we did observe significant differences for cultivar. So in that case, we'll be pulling the data across harvest aid and looking at the differences in cultivars. So here we have defoliation. On the y-axis, I have percent defoliation, and on the x-axis, I have the rating periods and our treatments represented by columns. So we observed that our aggressive single product mix and our moderate premix provided greater defoliation regardless of rating period at 3, 7, and 14 days after treatment. That can be seen on the picture here. Again, we have the moderate single product mix on the left side, the amount of foliage, especially in the middle of the plot, and the amount of green that we see is considerably greater compared to our GenStar plus Finish 6 Pro harvest aid. For desiccation, although we observed some differences at 3 days after treatment, at 7 and 14 days, There were no significant differences among harvest aids for this particular characteristic. Percent of green, these results are correlated to the percent of defoliation. So on the y-axis, we have the percent of a grain, and again on the x-axis, our rating periods and treatments. We observe that our moderate single treatment had greater percent of green at 3, at 7, and at 14 days after treatment, which is pretty much the opposite of our percent of defoliation. Percent of open bowl, we did not observe any differences across harvest aids at 3 days after treatment. However, at 7 days after treatment, our aggressive single product mix and our moderate premix harvest aid provided the greatest amount of open bowl. Usually it takes about 4 days until you start seeing the effects of the application. So that's the reason why at 3 days after treatment, we did not observe those differences that we did at 7. Looking at the pictures here, on the left again, we have our moderate single product mix, and on the right, we have GeneStar plus Finish 6 Pro. And again, the difference is clear, especially in the middle of the plot. The amount of open bowls, the amount of white that we see on the picture on the right is greater than the picture on the left side. So as I mentioned before, for turnout and length yield, we did not see any differences in harvest aids. So data was pulled across harvest aids, and we were looking at differences in varieties. Even though we had a very good turnout for all varieties, PX4A57 stands out as the variety with the greatest turnout. And for length yield, Phytogen 454 and PX4A54 provided the greatest length yield, a little over 1,700 kilograms per hectare. Based on those results, we're able to conclude that harvest aid programs with GeneStar and Finish 6 Pro and the high rate of Ethafon, Tydiazoron, and Folex, our aggressive single product mix, provided significantly greater defoliation. Similar findings were observed by Patterson et al. In 1997. GeneStar and Finish 6 Pro and the high rate of Ethafon, Tydiazoron, and Folex also provided less percent of green leaves. And our aggressive single product mix and our moderate premix had significantly greater percent of open bowls compared to the moderate single product mix. Length yield and turnout did not differ across harvest aid programs, with Phytogen 444 and PX4A54 having the greater length yield compared to Phytogen 490 and PX4A62. And as I mentioned before, the variety PX4A57 provided the greatest percent of turnout. For future research, we intend to continue to evaluate the response of cotton varieties to different harvest aids programs in multiple locations. Here's the literature cited. I'd like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Darren Dodds, Dr. Brooks Blanch, Chase Samples, and Dow AgroSciences for funding this research. And with that being said, I'd like to take any questions.
Thank our speaker.